Magic Hour with Michael McCallum. I'm your host, Michael McCallum. This is an internet broadcasting podcast through Rebel Pictures and the Michigan Business Network. So we just talked with a few other filmmakers crazy enough to enter the GRFF 36-hour film challenge. It's like the film octagon. So now we are back with Ben McCarthy, Laura Reiner, and Andrew Reiner. So if you could just introduce yourselves, and then just give us, just listeners, a quick bio about you.
Hey, listeners, this is Ben McCarthy. I was the director for our team. Our team name is Team Carnage. We had a lot of fun this year. A little bit about me. Filmmaking is just kind of a passion and a hobby of mine since high school days, and that's when I first started learning the craft. But my day job is a process engineer, and I have an MBA, so I'm business by day and I guess film by night.
My name is Andrew Reiner, and I'm also full-time engineer and part-time hobbyist. I've did theater, speech, a lot of the art stuff in high school, and tried to continue that through my adult life. And we had the opportunity to enter the competition last year and did it again this year because we did have such a good time, and it was a great challenge to get into and really kind of see what your skill set is and compare it against some other Michigan filmmakers. So we're excited to see the premiere on Friday and see how things go and see if we're good for the competition.
I'm Laura Reiner, and I've always really enjoyed the arts, but filmmaking is a new passion for me.
Very cool. So you guys, did the three of you do a team last year?
It was just Andrew and I last year, and then
Laura's the new blood.
Yeah,
huh?
The new blood.
Okay, gotcha. So, you know, the big thing, too, is the last 2 years of the challenge, you know, me taking it over as the new director, I really wanted to go in a different direction. There were some things last year with the previous director that, you know, she resigned and moved on. But there was some things for myself as a person of faith, as a Christian filmmaker. I'm a Christian, but I don't make just faith-based films. And I think that was something kind of mentioned in the past that I wanted to kind of veer away from. If you guys wanted to do something positive, great. But it's not like an underlying ulterior motive thing that I kind of felt was happening in the past. So I don't mind talking about it, but I'm glad we were able to kind of move in a new direction, get that excitement back, because there was a little bit of fence mending I had to do with other team leaders from the last few years that were like, okay, don't want to do it again. And so I'm really glad and honored that you guys are back to do that you brought Laura into it. So let's talk briefly about what your film is about without giving too much away, because I really, really want to get people there this Friday, February 22nd, 7 p.m. at Wealthy Theater to see it.
Yeah, absolutely. It was really interesting this year for what you guys gave us as elements. Last year was actually pretty broad and generic, so more specific made it a lot more challenging, which was interesting. So we actually ended up going with a noir style film, which is just so much fun to try to shoot and plan, and you know, the characters are just fun to play. So, you know, almost all of us ended up acting, and then Laura was kind of the one that kept guiding us and getting us back on track when we started joking around a little bit too much.
It's what you need, that, or it's like you guys could still be filming right now. It's like, oh, you need that person to go, time.
Exactly.
Yeah, one of the things that we learned last year was time goes by a lot faster than you think it does. And, you know, we had a personal goal this year to stop filming sometime on Saturday afternoon so we could get the editing done and not spend all night sleep deprived and make the story make sense to everybody on Sunday morning. And, you know, from that standpoint, I think the film, like Ben said, with the elements presented, you know, we started off as romance, mystery, horror.
And
somehow we ended
horror
up
was
on
popular.
Somehow we ended up on where we were after, you know, 4 hours of getting everything out of our heads, and it was good to see it kind of come through on Saturday.
It was cool too, because I actually ended up using my oldest son, who's 8, in the film, so he's got a brief kind of cameo there. So
he has an agent already. You have to go through
through
a team of people to even get lunch with him. Yeah.
It's been a mess ever since. But you know.
Yeah, I think, you know, the cool thing, too, is for myself as a filmmaker, I've acted in a bunch of competition films over the years, and in the last year and a half have, you know, made some, directed, produced, co-wrote, and even acted in a few as well and co-edited. A good friend of mine in studio that's doing photos that the listeners can't see or hear is Ironica Hope, and she was an actress in a film that I did for the 48-hour film project Detroit this past summer called Low Road. So I know what that feels like to have, like, time's ticking, don't take too long to type up some script that you're nitpicking, that you go, well, you got to really focus on post. You know, get everything you need in the shoot, but you got to focus on post because the time's going to go by, like you said. So what advice would you give to anybody out there that, you know, this one's a really tough one. They're all tough, but this is, you know, you got 12 hours less than that.
Brutal.
48. So what's some brief advice you would give to somebody thinking about entering one of these?
I would say after our learnings from last year, definitely spend that first night putting together a strong script. Keep everybody moving, you know, and then make sure your shots are planned out. Have a shot list when you get on site so you know you got everything before you leave, because once you're gone, everything else is gone. So make sure you're not putting filler scenes in there in post because you only ended up with 4 minutes of real footage. So,
yeah, the other thing is make sure that everybody on Friday night has a good idea of where you're at in the project and what's going to be on the page for tomorrow, because if people aren't comfortable with the story or the shots that are at least somewhat storyline, you're going to come into Saturday and you're going to spend a lot of time setting up for who knows what. So it's better to have an idea of what you want to do, what you want to see. And to that point, you know, some of the advice given at the launch was have a captain of the ship, have a goal and keep it going. And that's where, you know, I'll invite Laura to join in.
Mr. Scott Basden, got to give him that credit with that. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back for Laura's advice. So this is the Magic Hour with Michael McCallum, Rebel Pictures, Michigan Business Network.